apps on the go, and you'll be in the know. You can also catch us on WRHI.com. And then if you want to watch us on the TV side of the house, you can find us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of the major social media platforms. In the words of Tyler Cupp last night, he said, if you can't find us, well, that's on you. So you can find us everywhere. So this is our monthly, our monthly check-in. I feel like you were just here, Michelle, but
it does come quickly.
With Max Abilities. And Michelle Schaefer is with us. She's the executive director. And I told her when she got in here, I love it when our friends at the show bring their friends with them. So, Michelle, you brought along with you today assistant basketball coach Mitch Hill from Winthrop. And so tell us why y'all are here today.
Well, sure. You know, it is summer. Summer is here. And with summer comes a lot of scrambling for families to try to find meaningful activities for their kids while they're home and not in school. And Max Abilities, we try to work with families and give them a few options that are free. Mm. You know, camps are expensive, and a lot of families that we support don't have extra funds to pay for their child to have those meaningful camp experiences. And a lot of camps don't cater to special needs for some of the folks that we support, and we wanted to try to fill in gaps where we could. And one of our favorite activities of the year is our only found in this county camp called Bounce Out the Stigma, and it's a basketball camp for kids or youth who have disabilities or other types of conditions that might exclude them from similar camps with peers. And we just love this event. And since the inception, this guy right here has been all in to help us provide a great week of camp for the kids. And I'll let, you know, Mitchell tell you a little bit about how Winthrop got involved. And
tell us the name of the camp one more time.
It's Bounce Out the Stigma. It's a company out of New Jersey. They do professional camps for folks who have unique needs. And we contract with them. They come down and do the camp. And we provide professional staff. So your child is having support from people that do supports for special needs for a living. So they just our staff volunteer, and they love the camp as much as the kids do. And Winthrop's been a big part of it. They bring us a lot of pizzazz.
Yes.
To the camp.
That they do. Mitch, why does Winthrop feel like it is so important to get involved in camps like these?
Yeah, sure. It goes back to, my gosh, was it 2016 or so when even I got involved? And Coach Prosser, our head coach now, was on staff then. And so we were always involved then. And then when he got the job now 3 years ago, and Michelle reached out, you know, and then his first thing was, yeah, we're in. So that's something that's always been near and dear to his heart. And for us as a staff and as a program, to just be able to share, you know, the love of basketball we have, right, with others, which is why camp in general is great. And for us, just being able to be a small part of it and to see, you know, the smiles on the faces and to see, you know, we were talking back there, like, watching the progressions of some of these kids from, you know, 3 years ago to now, and like the new skills and all the things they learn, we get way more out of it than words can even describe. So we're happy to be involved.
And I think that's how Max Abilities is in general, that I think sometimes when you volunteer or when you're working with these folks and these friends, that a lot of times you walk away getting more out of it than even they do. And I know that that's probably special. How does this week kind of differ from regular basketball camps that y'all are doing?
Yeah, no, it's good. So with Bounce Out the Stigma and Mike that helps, you know, kind of run and organize the camp, we're not necessarily like running it per se, but we have a role in it every year. It's, you know, roughly in the middle of the day, we'll come in, we'll speak to them, we'll bring some players in, we'll do relay races, we'll do other things. We'll do a question and answer session, which is always fun for those guys. And every time someone has to dunk a basketball as well, We do a little dunk contest.
Y'all are the local celebrities.
Yeah.
So, celebrity athletes.
So yeah, I guess the pizzazz can be the dunks, you know, that our players provide. But it's nice now too because it's at the Winthrop Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And that started this past year. And we're very honored to get to do that again this year, that we get to host it, you know, in our arena, right? So when these kids get to come to games in the wintertime, they can point down there and they can say, man, I shot on that basket, or mm-hmm. I ran on that end. And so,
or to say that they know Coach Hill, you know, that's a big deal.
Or any of our players and everything like that. So it's been a wonderful partnership that we can't say enough about. And again, we're honored to be a part of it.
And I know that they're glad that you are a part of it. Michelle, you also have a art camp going on.
We do. Every kid, as great as the basketball camp is, every kid's not a sports kid. And we have several staff members who are great artists. So we also do an art camp at York Recreation, and that's in July. And if paper mache is more your speed, hey, we've got something for you too. And I'm not good at either one, but I show up, and I'm happy they let me stay. But it's just a way for families to have a little bit of a break, for mom to be able to run to the grocery store while your child is being engaged and with folks that understand that if they, you know, have a little issue, they can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, we don't just support the child, you're supporting the family that supports the child.
That's right. And you're giving them, like you said, a little bit of relief and a peace of mind that they are with people that they can trust, just to give them a little downtime to. And that's something that we as parents sometimes take for granted, that we can just run to the grocery store and not mm-hmm. have to worry about that. We can leave our kids at home. They don't have that luxury.
That's right. So it's just exciting for us. You know, we have lots going on all the time, but these are just two special events that we're excited about. And, of course, for families that are interested, our basketball camp is full.
Okay.
That's something that's been going for a while, and you know, it fills up quickly. We do send notices out to all the school systems in January with our annual calendar. It has these dates on it. We post it on our social media. And, of course, case managers are aware and can also connect you with camp if you're receiving services.
Are there age limits?
There are. It's like from 9 to 18.
Okay. Okay. And if people want to get involved, or they want to get their family members involved in the art camp or any other activities that mm-hmm. you at Max Abilities have going on, what do they need to do to reach out to you?
Well, they can always reach out through our social media, or they can call us at 628-5999 and ask for Tanya or Michelle, and we'll be happy to help.
All right, Michelle. Well, that wraps up our monthly check-in with Max Abilities. Thank you, Mitch, for being here. I know it's going to be a great camp, and we will see you next month.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.